stranger to the Winnipeg indie music scene. He's been around for a long time as a guitar player, as an ambient artist, and now as an industry member as well. It's Bucky Jeter. Hey, Bucky. Let's play DJ. How's it going?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, thanks for being here. It's happy to have you. You are a veteran of this station as well, I should have said.
It's true. The Binky Pinders Funhouse had a nice like 3-year run here, but kid number two shut that down for a bit. But I'll be back.
That's a very ominous thing to say.
I'll be back.
Well, we miss you, but we got a taste of it today.
Yeah,
because basically you're just gonna pick tunes. And was your show, did you have like themes and stuff, or you just played music?
I did some themes. I did, you know, I'd always do like a year-end list. I would try to have a theme for most episodes, but really it was just a place to like, I listen to way too much music and fall in love with lots of it, and so it's just a way to blab and share stuff.
Nice. Okay, well, maybe let's just like get right into it, and then we can chat. Do you have an order on this list you sent, or you just want to?
Oh, I have no. Just pick something at random.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go with number one. I mean, I don't know most of this music, which is exciting to me. This Sampha song?
Yeah.
Spirit 2.0? Tell me about it.
Oh, man. Okay, so Sampha, this is from Sampha's second record. It's a UK-based artist. Done lots of collabing with like James Blake and some heavy hitters in the pop part of the music world as well. But just a really great voice and really great melody writer. And I really like this new record a lot. I feel like he like dove into a lot more like rhythmic exploration. And this song in particular has some of my favorite drums on the record. They're played by this guy named Yusuf Diaz, who is like probably my favorite drummer in the world right now. Super glitchy and catchy. And it's like...
Cool.
It's almost so busy that it shouldn't be groovy, but it's somehow like so deeply in the pocket that it feels so good.
Right on, here it is.
Catch you. Life will catch you. Life will catch you. Spirit gonna catch you. Hits your skin. Safe in conversation. You question where I've been. Two bodies on this mattress. Save me as it sinks. Automatic self-protection. My airbags in my hands. Next thing I'm drifting into open sky. And I don't feel so scared. Dreaming with these open eyes. Ways will catch you, life will catch you, love will catch you, spirit gonna catch you, faith will catch you, friends will catch you, time will catch you, flash will catch you, ways will catch you, life will catch you, love will catch you, spirit gonna catch you, faith will catch you, friends will catch you. Traveling for healing. How far will I go?
Spirit,
it's the way that chain you gave me.
eagle made of gold. Now I'm drifting into open skies. And I ain't scared as before, ain't as scared as before. You. Love will catch you. Spirit gon' catch you. Faith will catch you. Friends will catch you. Friends will catch you. Time will catch you. Flash will catch you. Ways will catch you. Life will catch you. Love will catch you. Spirit gon' catch you. Faith will catch you. Friends will catch you. Time will catch you. Flash will catch you.
Just like Jonathan Livingston, seagull, track out the clouds in the free fall. Yeah. I was caught by the wings of my people. Then you picked me up in your two-door. Yeah. Hit the country roads, peaceful. And you filled me in with the info. Yeah. Stock was rising like tenfold. But you're more concerned with my mental. Yeah. Shutting down is your default. Sunken in for the Chico. Yeah. Sun is out and it feels cold. Camera zoom with the ego. Yeah. Find a bench and we recall. Memories with the people. Yeah. Reconnect with the view call. Camera zoom with my people.
That was Spirit 2.0 by Sampha. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Jacob, and I'm here with Bucky Dreger.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. That's a great song.
Thanks.
Super cool.
I mean, I didn't make it, but thanks thanks for affirming my taste in music.
it's literally my job. but yeah, that's super cool. We were talking about that like weird, like sort of like staccato. It sounds like a guitar, but
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah,
it
sounds like a palm muted guitar, but yeah. It's like some sort of synth arp thing.
Well, it's cool. Really, the percussion's kind of like synced to it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No, it sounds that's super very cool. What? How do you? So, okay, you have super eclectic music taste,
yeah.
And I feel like you listen to a ton of music.
Yeah.
What's your like? Like, are you the type of person that's like every couple of days you're going to be like, I'm sitting down and I'm going to find stuff? Or do you have like a process for like finding music you like?
No, I think just at this point I've sort of like ingrained myself in my community and my online browsing tendencies to like things just sort of come across. And as I really like if I find like an artist that I connect with,
mm-hmm.
I really like diving into their scene and like mm-hmm. seeing who they collab with and where they're from. And so like, I think the next track I have queued up there is M Sage,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like that was a perfect example of that where like I found or I heard this band called Fubutsushi.
Okay.
Who's like a kind of ambient jazz collective. They made a couple records over the pandemic remotely. And then I sort of like each of them are solo artists in their own right. There's like a guitar player and a sax player and a multi-instrumentalist and a violinist. And they all kind of make their own weird, like experimental ambient music. So I like dove into their respective scenes and just sort of the tentacles go up from there.
Yeah.
I'm always just so curious. That sort of like collaborative community mm-hmm. thing, I think is what often drives like my discovery. So if
yeah.
I connect with something, I want to know like everything about it.
And do you find like are there like tons of scenes like because like you describing like this collaborative community, like I just think about the one we have here, which
yeah.
is like very much that, you know, that's
yeah.
very much the case. Is that the case everywhere?
I think it's different in a lot of places. I mean, Winnipeg, well, I mean, we're biased, but
yeah,
it's like it is a truly special
yeah.
collaborative community. But I do think like one thing I learned, like, being on the road and touring mm-hmm. a bunch was, like, I was always really intimidated by, like, you know, like, the New York scene
sure.
or, like, whatever. But, like, once you go and start hanging out with people there, it's, like, and playing shows and whatever, you realize, like, really quickly, it's just a the same thing. Like, yeah. people are just trying to get together with their friends mm-hmm. and make music and collaborate and see what they can mm-hmm. discover. And it's all really the same. So I think at the heart of it, you know, some scenes you hear like are like a bit more fragmented and there's mm-hmm. less collabing going on. But I think music is always just like built around communities yeah. and people going to shows and meeting up at venues and sharing sounds and playing on each other's records. And mm-hmm. I think that's just one of the best parts of it all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't disagree yeah. with that. Let's hear this MSH song. Here it is. Gorgeous. That was Bending In by MSH. Listen to Let's Play DJ here on CKUW 95.9 FM, coming to you live from downtown Winnipeg with Bucky Dreger. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was just saying how, like, I don't really listen to ambient music very much, but
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, like, we were talking about on the break here, it's like, yeah, I feel like about 5 years ago, I was like, I had, like, exhausted sort of all of the, like, corners of music that I was already into, and mm-hmm. it was almost like I was looking for a new frontier or something.
Yeah,
like and I just like yeah, a few artists sort of like hit it off for me mm-hmm. in sort of the ambient world, and I got, again, like we were talking about before, like started diving into these different like scenes and pockets of mm-hmm. people creating ambient music. And it's, you know, that's a very like broad term. Some of it's, you know, more melodic and more you know, beats driven. Some mm-hmm. of it's more like soundscapey and just like ethereal. But I think, like, you know, it has been like a meditative practice, almost just like sit in yeah. a sonic bath environment for a while and just like, you know, not, the song doesn't need to like say a message to you, but it needs to just like make you feel something.
Yeah.
Without like trying to do too much, if that makes sense.
I mean, it's almost just like a different, it's like getting to the same endpoint.
Totally.
Because right? lyrics or a song that's about something is essentially trying to do the same thing. It's trying
totally.
To feel something or,
yeah.
or write or emote in a specific way.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, it's just sort of like bypassing the, taking the hard way, maybe.
Yeah, it is. And it may take a little more investment at times.
Yeah.
But I also think like, it's just like, it's almost a challenge and just a different way to approach like making music
totally.
Also.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's super cool. Okay. So I was going to bring this up. So long before like we actually knew each other, I think the first time we met, and I don't think you know this, was a long time, it probably would have been like 2013, 2012, I was stage managing the Toronto Urban Roots Festival.
Oh my gosh.
And the sound tech for, and we were, I was stage managing a little side stage, and the sound tech got Royal Canoe's tech rider.
Yeah.
Because you guys were coming in next, and like had an absolute meltdown.
Yeah.
Because there were so many inputs. Uh-huh. And I was like trying to be like, no, 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 like trust me, like it's worth it. Like, yeah, you're gonna like this, you're gonna like this. And then, yeah, then you guys load up, yeah, like show up in like pretty small van, all, yeah, things considered, and like load out whatever, load everything up. And then obviously, yeah, the guy was very happy at the end because, yeah, you guys killed it.
But I feel like the input list was always a little scarier than it looked. Like,
yes,
we knew what we were doing. You know, it wasn't like we were just trying to be jerks for the, yeah, sake of,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But yeah, I just like sort of now that you're sort of in more of like a post touring kind of like how do you reflect on that time? Like,
I mean, some of the hardest times of my life,
yeah,
and also some of the most beautiful experiences that I will like never ever forget. Like, I choose to remember those things more, but like, you know, just like so many things I would like I had no business being in certain rooms with certain people, right, or going to countries that I never would have gone to otherwise, or, you know, having experiences that I never would have had otherwise. Mm-hmm. And just like, just kind of this, like reflecting on it, it's like pretty magic. I feel pretty, very, very privileged, mm-hmm, to have been able to do that. And I mean, the other part of it too, is just like, I have like lifelong brotherly bonds, right, with my bandmates that like are about as close to like a marriage or partner relationship, totally, as you can get with another person without actually like being, you know, in a romantic relationship, yeah. Yeah, you know, and, you know, like we would all take a bullet for each other, and, you know, just that camaraderie is, mm-hmm, is something that's really special. And, mm-hmm, I will, you know,
I feel like that's pretty unique also for like a band, especially like Royal Canoe was not a small band, right? It was like, yeah, a six piece for most, yeah, of, to sort of, you know, go through all those album cycles and do all that work and still sort of be on such like great terms with each other.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a miracle. Like we've been up and down some really tough stuff together
for sure. Yeah.
And, but I think like, you know, for the most part, we're all, you know, we all like really believed in the project. So, mm-hmm, it wasn't hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't like a chore to go through those like things together.
Mm-hmm.
But also I just think like we all had like, and continue to have like so much respect for each other as, yeah, like people and as creative people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so like, yeah, of course there's always like dynamics that come and go, but sure, like, you know, still some of my favorite people to make, mm-hmm, music with.
And then, now you work at Birthday Cake Records,
yeah,
which is a very cool day job to have. Yeah. How does your, I guess, experience as an artist sort of inform how you work with artists now?
Like super central.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think, you know, obviously it's a bit of a different role, and there's like different considerations,
sure,
you have to have,
yeah,
run like working at a label business and all of that stuff too. But like definitely like learned a lot of lessons from my experiences with the industry, mm-hmm, as an artist that I didn't want to repeat. Mm-hmm. And also learned a lot of things that I did want to repeat.
Right.
But yeah, I think, you know, for the most part, I think it's a core like guiding principle of what we do at, mm-hmm, Birthday Cake.
Because like it's pretty much almost everyone that works there.
So. Yeah, almost everyone's, yeah, making stuff.
Yeah.
And so like there's just a lot of like vibe checking of like, yeah, hey, how would you feel if I sent this email to you? Hmm. How would you feel if I sent this paperwork to you,
mm-hmm,
as an artist, mm-hmm, with that hat on, and just trying to like vibe check that. And then also just in the way that we like build our rollouts and marketing, mm-hmm, and all of that stuff is like, you know, obviously like we want to sell some records and so do the artists, like,
yeah,
we're in it together, but it's also like not at the expense of doing something that feels like icky or inauthentic, mm-hmm, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so like, you know, I think that experience as an artist has just taught me to like always have everything extend out from the art itself. Mm-hmm. So like if you're building like, if you're asking your artist to make like TikTok videos, don't ask them to do something that feels so cheesy and incongruent with their actual art.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there are ways to do social media that feel
that are an extension of the story and the narrative you're trying to push with your art.
And like, it is like a necessary marketing thing.
But it's not as bad as it needs to be. Yeah. But I think a lot of like music industry have made it really tough for artists to do because they're trying to like, hey, this succeeded with this other person, please do it like that.
Yeah.
Where it's no, I think each artist sort of has to find their own voice that's, you know, an extension of the art they're making in those ways. So, yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, we could chat forever about this, but let's maybe play another song. Ooh, can we listen to Burrs?
Yeah, let's listen to Burrs. Right. I love Burrs.
Yeah, me too. Here's Hard Love.
Then the light starts showing in the back of my eyes. All this time I could have known it, and we would laugh for the last time, but a tide bound to shore.
was Hard Love by Burrs. You listen to Let's Play DJ here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm here with Bucky Dreger. Great song. I'm just gonna let that fade out slow.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like we can do the soft college radio voice.
Yeah, just let it. The Go Carol. Yeah.
The Space Cadet special.
Exactly. Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Just let us sit in that for a minute. So we were talking sort of about, like, I think before you sort of talked about how you, like, it had, like, exhausted all, like, the corners of music that you were interested in, like,
yeah.
And you have a pretty diverse taste. Is there, like, a through line for you in, like, that you can point to in, like, the music that sort of speaks to you, or is it?
I don't.
It's a hard question.
It is a hard question, but I think I'm a big heart guy. I'm a big mm-hmm. feeler, so mm-hmm. it has to be something that, like, evokes emotion. And I love interesting, like, really wacky production, mm-hmm. like, all that stuff too, but, like, it can't be just for the sake of being, like, mm-hmm. For the sake of being weird. But there's so much weird stuff that also is really great at sort of evoking some sort of really deep feeling. Like, I want to cry when I listen to music, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. that's my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I don't know if that's, like, the through line, but I've also, like, really loved, like, you know, even from, like, the early days of, like, you know, like, discovering, like, Wilco, for example, mm-hmm. like, at the end of high school, where it was, like, this is a band that's, like, writing songs, but they're covering it with, like, crazy noises, and, like, there's all this, like, there's this interplay between, like, nice folk songs and, like, dissonant sort of, like, walls of sound, mm-hmm. and that's something also that's always been really attractive to mm-hmm. me, is that sort of interplay between, like, tension and release in, like, in songwriting.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Wilco record. What's your go-to right now?
That's a very, very difficult question. I mean, like many people, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot was, like, a conversion moment for me. I think it changed the trajectory of my music listening habits, and I still think it's that the first minute of sounds on that record of I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, I still think is the greatest 60 seconds of sounds that's ever been recorded.
My washing machine makes a similar noise. And every time, like, that,
it's so lovely.
And every time I turn it on, it just makes me happy and it's humming.
But I also think, like, they've been, you know, not every record they've made has, like, resonated with mm-hmm. me as strongly, mm-hmm. but they keep hitting them. Like, this last record, this last record was really, really good. I thought it was, like, inventive, and they mm-hmm. were mining some new territory. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, like, two records ago, Ode to Joy felt like
gorgeous.
A really gorgeous record. Yeah. Kind of reminded me of, like, Ghost Is Born mm-hmm. era. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just, like, also fun to see, like, obviously they're not, you know, they're, like, they have a thing they do, but mm-hmm. they're also still trying to mine some new corners of what they do, and they're all, like, 50, 60, you know, and that's just always great to see.
I find it interesting too, like, from, like, a songwriter perspective, and not to take too hard of a tangent here, but I just love nerding out about Wilco. Like for Jeff Tweedy, like, you know, those early records, like, he was, like, you know, he had, like, serious demons he was reconciling with and, like, writing about. And, you know, not to make, I don't know him, but, like, I think his life is pretty cushy and comfortable now.
Yeah.
But he still manages to write, like, really good songs.
Totally.
And, like, that's hard to do, you know? No. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've read his autobiography.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's beautiful just watching his progression into a place where he feels mm-hmm. more comfortable, but also just, like, how he's also sort of maintained, like, his hunger to, like, get better at writing songs. Yeah. And even just the way he talks about being, like, happy now, he's very, like, articulate and very in tune with the sort of his emotional mm-hmm. way of navigating the world. And I think when you're that kind of person, you can still write great songs mm-hmm. even when you're in a good place mm-hmm. because you have emotional awareness both of the things around you and also of yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well. We can talk about Wilco.
Wilco's great.
We could do a whole Wilco radio show. Let's hear another tune here. I'm going to pick one at random. Oh, well, I mean, this is sort of on a Wilco thread, like an MJ Landerman song.
Yeah, so, let's do it. Let's do
tangential. Here's Tune Down.
Yeah.
That was Toontown by MJ Lenderman. You listen to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, 4:33 on your drive home on this rainy... I think it's raining. There's no windows here.
But. I biked here. It was raining at the time.
I thought about biking and I didn't. I respect you for biking.
I'm pretty cool.
what was I going to ask you next? I don't know, man. That... yeah, I love that drum breakdown at the end or something.
That's so good.
It's like a
that was like my like tiny theme thread was that one, and Hard Love both have sort of that halftime thing where they kind of bust into a different chord progression and kind of go in a circular way, and yeah, just like I love sort of like especially that Burrs track where it's like this gorgeous, beautiful song throughout, and then. I love when those songs like descend into chaos. And as we were nerding out about Wilco before, obviously so many great Wilco songs with chaos over top of beauty.
Yeah. Nels Klein chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So you're a parent.
I am indeed.
I'm also recently a parent or ish. And I'm curious how it sort of changed your like listening habits and what that, cause I'm also in a moment now where like my kid can articulate his preferences.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, good and bad.
Yeah.
But certainly changes what music we're playing in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when my first kid was born, I definitely, like, before they could articulate things, I was trying to just play them so much stuff, from, like, you know, it almost felt like I was trying to school them a bit with, like, you know, make sure there's, like, some Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, some Zeppelin, some of the classic, like, foundational stuff. But then also, like, I would like drive them around to nap to like weird ambient music and stuff like that. And now my oldest is like not really into that, and she tells me as much. But there's been a couple bands, like the one band we really agree on is The Beths.
Okay, cool.
They're like a power pop band from New Zealand, write really, really catchy songs, and Nora knows all the words. And so that's like our bonding thing that we both kind of can like vibe on.
Nice.
Yeah.
My kid, there was a time, I mean, it's less now, but there was a time where Sky Blue Sky really, really did it for him, which was a nice moment.
That's pretty nice.
Now it's mostly just Raffi, which is...
Yeah. I mean, Raffi does kind of rule, but...
Yeah. I just heard it a lot.
No. No, we're big into the Gabby's Dollhouse right now. Great. You know, children's music has come a long way.
Yeah.
There's so much bad stuff out there, but there's a lot of good.
There's a lot of good. It's this weird dichotomy of like there's some people doing it. Like this band I love is called the Okie Dokie Brothers. It's good nature-based folk kids music.
Okay.
And they're great. And there's that where they're really like, you know, it's a craft and like they're really taking their time and paying attention and like, they have like Garth Hudson playing on some of their songs and like stuff. Yeah. And then there's just all this like AI generated power pop garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they often come one after another on a playlist.
Yeah.
And it's
really hard.
It's hard.
But like, yeah. I mean, at the same time, like obviously kids like certain things.
Totally.
But I do think like kids are way smarter than we give them credit for. Mm-hmm. And exposing them to like adult music as much as possible, I think is like really great because they can digest it.
Yeah, if it's totally.
Like, you know, like we talked about before, it's like, great music just like evokes a feeling and kids can feel
I felt
things.
It was funny, like when my kid was like really young, like it was just anything in a minor key he didn't like.
Huh.
Because it would just make him sad. He would just start crying. It would make him sad.
Well.
So. Yeah.
I mean.
So 90% of my music library was.
Daddy, your music bums me out.
Yeah.
Shut up and listen.
Okay. maybe let's listen to this Mabel song.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know this band. Tell me.
Oh, so, I mean, I just mentioned Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This song reminds me a bit of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. It's a band from Toronto.
Okay.
I think all the members have solo projects, but probably the most notable ones are Loren and then Farcer.
Okay.
Who just put out a record. But yeah, it's just like collective of musicians, like pretty folky music, but like, lots of like rich 3 and 4 part harmony. And this song in particular kind of gives me CSNY vibes in the harms.
Sounds very up my alley. I'm excited to hear it. Here's Long Road Ahead.
It's about time. Called you. Shake the days.
just gorgeous. That was Long Road Ahead by Maybell. I guess, and Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM. And I'm here with Bucky Dreger. Man, that song was good.
Yes, really nice. Hey, really nice harms, yeah. Some spacey guitars, a late beat drop.
Late beat drop. And like, it fell apart a little bit at the end just for a second, and then they brought it right back. Yeah, like, lovely. Really tasteful. Really tasteful. Yeah. Good job, Maybell. I'm gonna listen to that whole album when I get home.
Cool.
We're running a little short on time. We still got some songs to get through, so maybe let's just go.
Do we need to
get crazy?
I think I don't know. We got this Kalia Vandiver.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Okay, here's We Wept in Turn. Gorgeous. That was We Wept in Turn by Kalia Vandiver.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure, maybe. Yeah. And yeah, you were saying that they play trombone for Harry Styles.
They do indeed. and yeah, that's their like ambient trombone side project. Someone sent me the record, said I would really love it. And I thought there's no way ambient trombone, that sounded like a terrible combination. But yeah. The record's really gorgeous. That's the most trombone-y probably of the tracks, but there's like a bunch of like sampling and little like glitchy loops, and it's a really, really cool and gorgeous record.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. We got a few more on this list, and we got a little bit more time, so let's maybe just go to this Mauno song.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh man, Mauno, RIP, was like one of my favorite indie rock bands in Canada. Just like they were pulling from like sort of classic indie rock from the 90s in Canada, also like some of the like post rock, like Women Corridor sort of vibes as well, but just doing it in like the most like tight, smartest songwriting that I could think of. And Eliza from the band, Eliza Niemi, has continued on with a solo project that's also really cool as well. But yeah, one of my favorite bands in Canada.
Right on, here's Keys.
For what it's worth, I'm told it'll be alright. I threw the keys away and then I drove all night. Threw the keys away and drove all night. For what it's worth, I'm told that it'll be alright. For what it's worth, I'm told.
That was Keys by Mauno. I guess in the last few moments of Let's Play DJ here on CKW 95.9 FM. And I'm here with Bucky. And we haven't talked about your project.
We haven't.
Dreger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saving it for the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save the middest for last.
No, no. Yeah. How did this, how did it come about?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like I was getting really into sort of like the ambient mm-hmm. music scene, just like thinking about music. I mean, I've always thought of music, even when I was in like Royal Canoe and stuff, and Liptonians, very like texturally. Like mm-hmm. I very much was a fan of like adding layers that sort of provided like emotional textures mm-hmm. to songs, mm-hmm. and so. This is like the end point of that like train of thought. Like
cool.
Starting to make this music was just like finding sounds and textures that made me feel something. And rather than them just sort of come in and out of like mm-hmm. songs, mm-hmm. explore that feeling as far as I could take them and then sort of build songs on top of that. So a lot of these songs were built with like synthesizer drones or other like guitar-y drones. And then like adding other sort of instruments on top, and it was just really like a exercise in following feelings
mm-hmm.
and trying to say a thing that could be articulated,
right,
but say a thing that made you feel. And I think in some ways maybe it's like a pushback against the Royal Canoe process, which is very like meticulous mm-hmm. like planned, lots of like interlocking parts that like needed to fit together in yeah. a very particular way to work
mm-hmm.
And I love making music that way too, but this was just like I feel like I tapped into a whole different part of my creative brain making this music. And also there's just like the stakes were low. It was just right. like I'm just gonna make something that makes me feel good, and that's the only stake, that's the only criteria yeah. I need to meet. And it did. It felt really, really good to make yeah. this record.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What was your process like? Like, was it like, was there like intentionality in that? Like you would sit down and be like, hey, I'm doing this today and this is going to go, or just sort of. Like,
no, it was just kind of when I had time, I would yeah. go and start making stuff. A lot of it's like, like there's a lot of like field recordings just from like my phone. There's like, I think the song I have queued up here, I literally had my newborn Hattie in one arm and I was playing piano with one hand and recording it into my iPhone. And then I would often, like when I went down to the basement to start working on something, I would often go through my phone and just see if there was like some little snippet I had picked up along the way that inspired me to like start something. And this one sort of came from that voice memo, and I just sort of like added some guitars and other samples and sort of like built something on top of that. So I think too, part of just like that emotional and like textural exploration was like, you know, just grabbing things from my experience. And like, there's sounds of like, on this record, like my kid Nora just like talking to me. There's sounds of like me and my friends like hanging out on the beach on a camping trip a few years ago, and just like also just trying to incorporate like my life into the fabric of the songs.
Super cool. And then my last question, I've asked this before on the show, specifically of people that are doing like self-producing, like how do you know when you're done?
I don't know. I mean, my mix revisions session would tell you that I didn't ever really know that I was done. But like, I do think with this project, I tried to question it less. I tried to just be like, this feels good. Mm-hmm. Move on. I think I was better at that than I've ever, ever been. But I really did try, like, generally try and get as much of that initial feeling out in session one so that sort of any of the stuff that happened after was just like massaging, honing, as opposed to like writing new parts. So it was also sort of an exercise in like, hey, I'm in this particular headspace, this particular feeling space. I want to get all of that out right now and then like question it later, sort of thing.
Oh, cool. What a cool process. Okay, well, we're going to listen to it in 2 seconds. But first, do you have anything to plug? Or if folks want to follow along with your life? Like,
hey, I mean,
list your socials.
Sure. I mean, I'm on Instagram. My main handle is at Binky Pinder. And this project is called Dreejur, Dreejur. And I post little clips and vids on there all the time. So check that out. And I just figured out that I can play these songs live if I make a band. So I'm in the process of doing that. So hopefully in the next 6 months or something, I'll announce a show, but stay tuned.
Right on. Let's Play DJ airs every Friday on CKW from 4 to 5 p.m. Although we probably, and by we, I mean me, will probably only be on for another week before I disappear for the summer. But you can head over to CKW.ca for show archives and other great programming that this station provides. We're on Instagram at Let's Play DJ Radio, and I'm on Instagram at Jacob Rudofsky. Bucky, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Yeah, great to chat. Here is Hats in Lieu. Thank you.